This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU-FM.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Brody Bashaw with Allison Abel filling in this week for Ashley Bean Thornton.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
Lots of neat things are happening in the community this week. One is the Amish Project from Baylor Theater. I've heard a lot of great things about this.
Absolutely. So Baylor University Theater's latest production, The Amish Project, is actually in its final weekend at the Mabee Theater at Baylor University. And written in the aftermath of the 2006 Amish schoolhouse shootings in Pennsylvania, The Amish Project is a fictional exploration of a real-life tragedy and the path of forgiveness forged in its wake.
There is some adult language and content, so the play is intended for mature audiences.
And The Amish Project has nightly showings at 7:30, with matinee showings on Saturday and Sunday at 2. And it'll be presented again in the Mabee Theater at the Hooper Schaefer Fine Arts Center. And the director and members of the cast will actually host a talkback following each and every performance.
And ticket prices are going to run about $17.
And on Saturday, the Waco Mammoth site is hosting Mammoths on the March. It's their spring festival happening tomorrow. A free event including games, prizes, crafts, and lots of family fun.
Lots of family fun is always good to hear. Now, if you want to learn to grow vegetables, head out to the West Waco Library. This starts at 10 o'clock. It's more gardening fun with the McLennan County Master Gardeners. Learn to grow vegetables at your library and grow the best vegetables ever with tips and tricks from a master gardener. The West Waco Library is at 5301 Bosque Boulevard. Also on Saturday, beginning at noon, going until 6 o'clock, enough time to take in the Texas Craft Beer Fest. It is presented by the Dancing Bear, and it will be happening out at Indian Springs Park. Tickets are now available.
Later on Saturday night is the 22nd annual Gateway to India, attracting over 1,000 people to Waco Hall every year. Gateway to India is one of Baylor's most anticipated events. Free admission and free food. They really hope to see you at this year's cultural show. Again, that's tomorrow night at 5:30.
In Waco Hall. Very nice. Okay, on Sunday, the Waco Symphony Youth Orchestra concert will happen at 6:30 in Jones Concert Hall. It is their spring concert. Also on Sunday at 3:30 is a lecture by John Williams, author and editor and historian, Power Politics and the Battle for Water. That will be at the Mars McLean Science Building on 4th Street.
Looking towards the end of the week, do you have your tickets yet for Table Toppers 2017? This is a great fundraiser for the Art Center of Waco. There'll be artists working on original work right before your eyes, as well as amazing table designs by local businesses. You definitely don't want to miss this unique fundraiser. So Table Toppers will be Thursday from 10:30 to 12:30 at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. And then wrapping up this week is the McLennan Opera presents Hansel and Gretel. It's a delightful fairy tale opera originally devised as a dramatized family Christmas project. It will be a condensed version in English for youngsters of all ages, and that's at the Ball Performing Arts Center at MCC's campus.
Lots of things happening. Allison, thank you so much for being here for Act Locally Waco. We hope you have a great week, and we'll see you the next time you need to come fill in. Glad having you.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Waco, that's my hometown.